Hello, Peter.
Hello.
It's nice to meet you. Finally.
Yeah, nice to meet you as well.
How are you?
I'm very good. The schedule is a bit tight, but I'm really good. It's nice to be here.
Thank you that you found time in this schedule to come here.
Absolutely.
To 101.
I'm glad you held the spot for me.
Oh yeah, no problems. But what happened this afternoon or this morning?
Do you want the whole story?
Yep.
Okay.
Why not?
Last night, some friends of mine came to Berlin from Sweden. I'm living in Berlin, and it's a rock band. They played a concert, and
which band?
And they're called Scraps of Tape.
Okay, never heard
from
of
Sweden. And okay. I told them they could stay at my place. And at least a couple of them, and the concert went really late, and I had to be at the airport at 6 o'clock this morning.
All right.
And by the time I got in bed, it was 4, and so I had 1 hour to sleep basically. And I set my alarm, and the next thing I knew, I woke up and it was 9 o'clock.
Oh.
And my flight had left at 8, and my alarm had never gone off, or I had turned it off in my sleep or something. So I totally missed my flight this morning.
Probably you need a new phone.
maybe so. But then, I ended up... Luckily, there was another flight later in the afternoon. Left Berlin at 2:30 and put me here at 5:30.
At least I hope the schedule is not so tight for tomorrow and for Sunday.
Well, I do have to fly back tomorrow, but it's in the afternoon, so...
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. This is your first time here.
It's my second time. I was in Riga one day once before, a couple of years ago, performing with the band Efterklang, which I sometimes tour with.
All right. On your Wikipedia page, you are named like a member of the band.
Yeah, I'm a member of the live band. They sort of have a core group of people who... I'm sort of like an extra member. It's 4 core people, and then they sort of hire out other musicians to tour with them.
Mm-hmm. You have played with a lot of musicians as a session musician, I believe, and as a live musician.
Mm-hmm.
So some of those names really like ring some bells here as well, like M. Ward and Zoe Deschanel. Mm-hmm. You were in She and Him.
Well, I did. I played some strings on the 2 albums.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I haven't ever played live with him or anything.
Really?
It was just a studio thing. It was just Matt M. Ward. He called me and asked if I could come in and record the strings for that. So.
Okay. And you started to do music at a very tender age. Tell me about it. How it all started for you?
Well, I kind of officially started on the violin when I was 7 years old. I started taking classical lessons.
Okay.
And my family, our house was sort of full of music. Both my parents are musicians, and my older brother and my older sister, they play music as well. So it was pretty natural for me to just start playing music, and that's what I did.
How many instruments you can play?
A lot of instruments to me are kind of the same. Like a keyboard is very similar to a pump organ. That's, you know, both things you play with keys. So sometimes it's hard to count. I feel like you're doing the same action on a pump organ that you are on a piano. So you shouldn't really be able to say, I play those 2 different instruments, maybe. I don't know. I play whatever is around, basically.
If someone wants, like, string arrangements, can you do them, like, on a paper?
Yeah, I did... I studied music for a while I went to college for a couple of years studying music theory and writing out music. It's really slow for me. I much prefer to work just writing something in my head and performing it myself. But I can write for an ensemble. I just earlier this year wrote a piece for a children's orchestra.
Okay.
So I had like 40 children playing all kinds of instruments.
Mm-hmm.
A piece of music.
Because you know, I just remembered about Owen Pallett. Like, like he started as this indie guy, just like sampling his violin, and then basically he woke up that everyone from Coldplay to Arcade Fire are calling and saying, hey, can you do these arrangements for me? Have you got some proposals from like a big, huge act?
not really. I haven't got that many. My studio work has gone less and less, and I've gone more towards solo things like music for films and things like that, and less so doing arrangements for people. It's not really my And I mean, the last band I kind of did some string arrangements for was Blitz and Trapper.
Oh, yeah.
You know Blitz and Trapper?
Yeah, sure.
Doing a couple of arrangements on their latest record.
Oh, cool.
With my sister.
Cool. Okay, now about your songwriting. A lot of people, a lot of music critics divides your thing in like two parts.
Yeah.
One is when you write like more classic songwriting stuff, and then again, someone says that you are this young composer in neoclassical or whatever they call the genre. When you wake up in the morning and you like, for example, you want to write something.
Yeah.
How you decide what you're gonna do, or you just sit by the instrument and do whatever that comes into mind?
Yeah, it's kind of like that. And usually, when I finish a project, say if I've just recorded a solo piano record, the next thing I want to do is going to be quite different from that. I want to try something else. So put down the piano for a while, maybe pick up the guitar and try to sing a bit. And so I'm always kind of trying to do something a little bit different. And usually when I come back to something, a particular sound, that's because someone has asked me to, like someone for a film score says, I like this album of yours with the string arrangements and the piano. Can you make a score for my film? And that's when I sort of revisit.
Oh, all right. Oh, no, your records has come out on two quite a different labels, Billy Union and Type Records. But
yeah.
I have heard rumors that probably they are the best independent labels in the world.
Oh, that's nice.
They're
great labels.
It seems like interesting for me. Was there a situation when Dive said, like, oh, why are you releasing something on Bella Union? You can do the same thing on us? Or?
No, it's okay. I mean, everybody's been pretty I mean, the music industry these days, as you probably know, is so all over the place. And what is a record label anymore? I mean, everybody has their own little record label, and they're all over the place. And so people get used to the idea that artists are working with a lot of different people, and it hasn't been a big deal at all. So,
all right. Well, tell me about the songs you're going to perform in this small radio session. Short radio session.
I thought I would do a couple songs on the guitar. One from my last record, Home, from 2008.
Okay.
One song called With the Notes in My Ears.
All right.
And then another song from my latest record on Bella Union called How They Are. And that song is called Hello to Niels.
I actually just remembered I wanted to ask you a question about this song. I played it twice this week. And
Hello to Niels?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Who's Niels? Because Niels is quite a Latvian name.
And Niels is a German friend of mine. He's also a musician.
All right.
Niels Fromm is his name. He makes solo piano music, and we've been on tour together. And he actually produced my next record, which comes out next year.
All right, How They Are LP is a fantastic piece of record. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, and thank you
for finding time again for coming here. And now,
thanks for having me. Should I go over to the guitar?
That's a plan. Dāmas un kungi, dzīvajā Radio 101 studijā. Pīters Broderiks. Vēl neliela sagatavošanās darba, un mēs dzirdēsim trīs dziesmas no viņa. Un, protams, arī visi tie, kas ies garām Elizabetes un Brīvības stūrim, to arī var redzēt. Un internetā arī slēdzam iekšā, skatīties.
Almost there. There's people on the street going. Well, once I often dreamt of with the notes in my ears, and the ones I often mimicked with the notes on my fingers. and my bed is on the floor. Yes, my bed is on the floor of one of the ones I often dreamt of, with the notes in my ears. And that's why I know that I can say I'm lucky today. And that's how I know that it's time to be brave. Whoa, whoa.
Security. And I say goodbye too often. Old news, unpack the suitcase. New news, it's on the plane. And I say goodbye too often. Old news, this place looks nice. New news, it's time to leave again. And I say goodbye too often. Old news, I like the food here. New news, I had good food there once. And I say goodbye too often. Old news, goodbyes are rough. New news, goodbyes are still rough. And I say goodbye too often. Old news, I'll miss you when I'm gone. New news, I miss you 'cause I'm gone. Say goodbye too often. Old news, time heals all wounds. New news, time heals all tunes. Time heals. Oh. Dude. And I say goodbye too often. Whoa. I say goodbye too often. Hello, hello. I say goodbye too often. Hello, hello, hello. I say goodbye too often. Hello, 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 hello. Hello, hello, hello. I say goodbye too often. Hello, 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 hello.
I don't think I didn't say anything about this song, but it's not been released. It was supposed to be recorded on How They Are, but we actually didn't have time in the studio to make it to this song. So,
many things came to her right away, and in the time it took to write them down, she thought of many
again.
Thank you.
I wish you a very, very pleasant show tonight.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
Here you go. Dzīvajā Radio 101 studijā tas bija Pīters Broderiks. Viņa jaunākais albums How They Are ir fantastisks, kā jau tu teici arī viņam, un tas jānoklausās katram. Bet šovakar jau pēc pavisam maza mirkļa, jā, Ģertrūdes ielas teātri, Ģertrūdes ielā 101 Pīters spēlēs solo koncertu, kur iesildīs arī Dundun dalībnieku Dunien. Glitchhop vai Dubstep sauciet to, kā vēlties projekts, kā arī ar nosaukumu Dunien, jā, un arī Mona Debo ģitārists un radošais kodols Edgars Rubens. Tā kā tas šovakar Rīgā Ģertrūdes ielā 101 Ģertrūdes ielas teātrī. Paldies arī Skaņu mežam par šo iespēju, Pīter, uzlūgt šeit Radio 101 studijā. Šobrīd 24 minūtes pār pulksteni astoņiem.